I enjoy that. Thank you this morning. That was wonderful. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 21 in our Bibles this morning. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 21. Of course, Covered Bridge, I guess, started this week. And how many know what Covered Bridge is? All you that didn't raise your hand, just praise the Lord for it and keep on going on in life. Amen. I've been down here, I think it'll be 6 years in January. And for 6 years, I've avoided that mess. And I'm hoping that I'll die avoiding that mess. We'll just see how it goes. And but if you haven't got enough garage sailing done this year for yourself yet, head up to Covered Bridge, check it out, and enjoy the long lines of traffic and everything else that goes along with that. I know some of y'all say, hey, there's wonderful food and you find good stuff up there, and I understand all that. Praise the Lord for it. And you do that for me while I sit at home. Amen. Amen. Man, they head out there in droves for that. I mean, there are just millions of people that pass through there and just blow away their paycheck with that. Amen. Speaking of paychecks this morning, now everyone looks forward to their payday. Who doesn't look forward to their payday, right? Payday is a wonderful time in the week. As much as people grumble about their jobs, I've never seen one person grumble about payday coming. Not once. It's a day that we receive our fruits for our labor from throughout the week. It's a day that we're rewarded for the hard work that we put in at our jobs. And for many, payday is the only reason that they went to work that week. You know, maybe some don't necessarily care for their job, but they're there because they got to make a living for their family. Amen? I can appreciate the fact that you want to care for your family. That's important. But all week in their sights, it's payday. It's payday, right? Friday's coming. That's why I'm going to hang with it on Wednesday. Our payday, a lot of times, is what we plan around, how payday is going to be this week. Many times, our payday determines what we set out to do. Our payday, many times, really dictates quite a lot in our life. And it's amazing, when payday comes around, sometimes people are thrilled to death at the good amount posted on their pay stub. You've been there before, right? Other times, people are disappointed at the amount on their pay stub. That's all I got this week, especially after Uncle Sam gets it, right? After Uncle Sam gets through with it, there's not a whole lot left to leave left for you and your family. But the Word of God this morning also speaks of a payday. A payday. Not a financial payday. Not a payday in coins and dollars and cents. But a reward day. A day of recompense for what we have done. A day of receiving wages or payment for our deeds. And we see that in our text this morning in the book of Proverbs. God instructs us about this payday that we have coming. And look in this text, if you would, this morning. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 21 is written, "Evil pursueth sinners, but the righteous good shall be repaid." There's going to be a payday that is coming. For some, payday will be a thrilling time. For some, payday, I believe, will be an exciting time, just like payday is for us down here on this earth. It'll be a rejoicing time to reap the hard work that we have sown. For others, payday will be the great and terrible day, I believe. A day of disappointment when recompense is given for what we've done. But let me say this morning, everyone must consider what his payday is going to look like. And if we can, for a few more minutes this morning, speak on this subject, I'd like you to consider, what is my payday looking like? The payday that I have coming to me, what is it looking like in my life? Our payday ought to be what we plan around. Our payday ought to be what we, or ought to determine what we set out to do. Our payday ought to dictate, really, so many things in my life. And it's a shame that so few consider this payday that we have coming. So many times we get caught up in the to's and fro's of life, and we don't take time to consider, what is my payday going to look like one day? We're all about the here and now. As long as I'm happy today, as long as the bills are paid today, who cares about tomorrow? That's why we're in financial straits here in our country. As long as I get by today, what does it matter if we spend $1 trillion from tomorrow, right? In our life spiritually, though, we get ourselves into trouble because what does it matter about tomorrow and tomorrow's debts and tomorrow's payday? As long as I'm having fun today, as long as I'm happy today, why worry about tomorrow? But let me encourage us this morning, let's consider the payday that is coming. We'll preach on the subject this morning, payday is coming. I want to ask you, how does your payday look? Let's bow for a word of prayer and we'll get into the message. Lord, we need you this morning. Lord, every single verse in your word is important. And we see this one this morning that tells us there's a payday coming to each and every one of us. May we consider what that payday will look like. Lord, I'd ask that there's any today this morning that does not know heaven as their home, may they get that settled. Lord, for those of us that are not living a life that is in accordance with your word, that will receive a good payday one day, may you work in our hearts this morning. May decisions be made for you, Lord. I need your help this morning. Please give me your wisdom. Give each one of us tender hearts, I ask you, Lord. We'll give you the praise and glory for it all. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Our text tells us this morning that there is a time coming that will be repaid for our deeds, our actions, and our choices. We're going to receive a compensation. Just like you receive that check at the end of the week, we'll receive a compensation for our works. God will render to us what we have done. And like I said, many folks will choose to ignore this fact of a payday someday in life. Many choose to just remain ignorant. Well, if I don't worry about this payday, it'll just go away. I had a sister one time. I won't tell you which sister. She got a ticket. I don't know if you ever gotten a ticket before, but they require action after you get one of those. They want something sent in the mail with a check attached to it. And my sister chose to ignore the ticket that was sent in the mail for a time. You know, what's the big deal? I'll just ignore it. And nobody, she put it on the back slot, like we do with a lot of things from time to time. She ignored it until the summons to come to court ended up showing at the house. And then you got problems on your hand. You can only ignore something so long before it's something that is out of control. And for those that choose to ignore a payday, we can only ignore it so long. Many people don't want to believe that they'll be accountable one day for their actions. We live life thinking, well, I can do what I want, live how I want, act how I want, and it doesn't matter because we don't want to be accountable for what we do. Many choose not to believe in even the God that is going to hold us accountable. Well, I just don't believe that there's a God altogether. The only reason we deny that is because we don't want to be accountable. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. He says that because he wants to continue in his foolishness. Believers, many times even, will allow a reality of God's payday to be clouded by all that's going on in this life, the selfish and worldly desires. Can I say, even as a Christian, this reality that a payday is coming many times becomes a blur in our life. What do you mean, Pastor? Our lack of Christian living proves it. Can I say, if we all saw the reality and the importance of this payday coming as much as God does, there would not be one church that's empty this morning. In fact, these pews would be filled with God's people. There would not be one church that's hurting financially. Why? Because all God's people would be giving, because they see the reality that there's a payday. Hey, there would not be one other person that has needs unmet. Why? Because God's people would see, hey, there is a payday. God's going to render according to our works, according to our actions, both good and bad. If we were to see and take seriously that there's a payday coming, every Christian would be constantly witnessing to everybody that they can. But the coming payday, to many, has become a fairy tale, a farce, or just not significant. But our text reminds us that payday is a reality. This morning, let me remind you, payday is a reality. It's coming. I can ignore it. I can say, no, I don't want to bother with it all I want, but it's still coming in my life. This payday is seen throughout the Bible, different examples, principles, illustrations that it's given. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You know this verse, but whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he, help me out, also reap. Hey, when you sow, you're going to reap. We got any farmers in here this morning? That's simple. When you sow, you reap something. And whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Hey, we're going to reap what we sow. There's a payday coming. And then, of course, our text, evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Hey, in the Bible I read, David realized that there was a payday coming. It took him a while, but he paid for his actions. Saul realized eventually, hey, payday had to catch up with me. I read where Joseph. Joseph had a good payday. Man, he was stuck in a prison. He was stuck in a hole in the ground. He went through a lot, but his actions were right. God rewards the right actions as well. He saw that there was a payday. There's a payday coming. Most people take their financial payday pretty seriously. Can I say this morning, the spiritual payday that we have coming from God is so much more important. We ought to take so much more serious heed and concern about this payday and work hard to see that it is a good payday. There's several truths that I want you to see this morning from God's Word concerning this payday that we have approaching. Four truths to understand this morning about this payday. If you'll follow with me, we'll look at these and we'll go to the house. Number one truth that I'd like you to see about this payday this morning is that payday is coming for everyone. Payday is coming for everyone. If you are breathing this morning, you have a payday coming. Everybody wants to have a payday, right? Even today, people that don't work want a payday. We all want paydays. Let me give you some good news this morning. We're all getting paydays. Now, I'm not talking about money this morning, but we're all getting a payday. Payday is not just for a particular group of people. Payday is coming for everyone. Whether it be a good payday or whether it be a bad payday, payday is coming. You know, people will acknowledge, yes, there's a day of recompense coming. Yes, there's a day of judging coming. Yes, one day people will pay for their works. We just don't want to believe it's going to be us. Sure, my neighbor's going to have a payday coming. He's going to have to face God. Sure, that guy in the pew, he's going to have to face God. Sure, my family members are. But what about you? What about us? What about me? The payday is going to come to each and every one of us. There is a payday coming for every work that anyone has ever done. The works that are little, the works that are big, the works that are done in secret nobody knows about, the works that are done in open and everybody knows about. The bad, the ugly, the good. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14 tells us, "For God shall bring every work into judgment." Did you catch that? Every work. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God didn't stick that in there because he had nothing better to say. He's trying to say, hey person, hey sir, man, there's a payday coming. And every one of us are going to have to pay this payday. Understand the reality of it in our life, in your life. In our text, we see two types of payday. We see a payday, first of all, for the sinner. Look at our text verse this morning, if you would. The Bible tells us that evil pursueth sinners. You see that there? There's a payday coming for the sinner. In fact, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him." It says, "For the reward of his hand shall be given him." Hey, the sinner has a payday coming. He's going to be rewarded for his sin. There's going to come a time where God's going to recompense the sinner for the sin that he has done. What a terrible payday this is. This is not a good payday. This is a bad payday. You say, well, who fits in the category of sinner? Well, those murderers, those, you know, the bank robbers, those bad people. But can I say a sinner is anyone that commits a sin? We like to think, well, there's a payday coming for those bad Hitlers of the world, but a sinner is anyone that commits a sin. We have to realize every sin that we commit, there's a payday following it. There's evil that pursues sin. The words, the thoughts, the deeds we do contrary to God and his word are sin, and according to the Bible, will be repaid to us. There's a day coming where we're going to have a recompense, a reward for our actions. Every sinful thing that we do is going to have to be repaid. It's going to have a consequence. It's going to have a recompense to it. Some have sown seeds when they're young. Young people, listen now. Some have sowed seeds while they're young. They'll testify this morning. I'm paying for those sinful seeds that I sowed when I was younger. Some of you older folks can say amen there. The fact that there were some things that you did when you were a kid that you're paying for now. You follow me? There's some things when I was a kid that I've done, I fear one day I'm going to have to pay for those actions. They don't just go unnoticed. They don't go unlooked at. God says every deed, whether it be good or bad, is going to have to be paid for. And so I got to understand there's a payday coming. There's some things in our lives that we're going to have to look at and pay for. Every lie has a payday attached to it. You realize that? Every immoral act has a payday attached to it. Every disobedient act has a payday attached to it. Ask the prodigal son in the Bible. The prodigal son ran from God, and he had a payday that was coming. His payday, he ended up in a mud patch feeding pigs. He had a payday that was coming. The Bible says God shall bring every work into judgment, even those things that we think nobody knows. Well, it's secret. Nobody knows what I did. Mom and dad weren't around. The school teacher wasn't around. My spouse wasn't around, so I got away with it. God says, no, there's a payday coming. It doesn't matter who you are, there's consequences for sin. No thought, no word, no deed goes unpaid. what we do, we will pay for. Can I say the payday is not only for the sinner, but the Bible tells us the payday is for the saint as well. Hey, praise the Lord. Payday is coming to everybody. Every action gets a payday. So that means the bad actions are going to have to have a payday. There's some things in my life I'm going to have to pay for. But there's some good things in my life that I'm going to get a payday for as well. And praise the Lord for that. The Bible tells us in our text, to the righteous, good shall be repaid. Hey, there's a payday coming for the righteous things that I've done. I'm glad about that. I don't know about you. Those that live for God, those that choose to follow God in their life, hey, there's a payoff for that. Praise the Lord that God rewards the righteous. Those that follow God's word, there's a recompense. Every right action receives a reward for it. Every wrong action receives a payment for it. You follow me this morning? Well, life is not difficult. We make life so difficult and complicated. Well, I wonder why this happened and that happened. You know how simple it is sometimes? We did this, and there's a consequence for it. We did good, and now there's reward for it. Bible's so simple. God made life so easy for us. Yes, there's bumps in the road, but I got to understand there's a payday coming. There's a tremendous payday for when we choose to do right. Something exciting, something I can look forward to. Can I encourage you, Christian, this morning? You're serving God with your life. There's something that you have to look forward to. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says there's a payday coming for that. There's a payday. The person that chooses to do right and to live right does not do so in vain. Pay attention, young person. Pay attention because you're starting to make choices and decisions now. You're sowing seeds now and they're going to reap later. Hey, if I do right now and I obey and I live right now, guess what? The rewards are going to be great down in the road. There's a payday coming. Psalm 125 tells us that God does good unto those that be good. We want good regardless. God says, I do good to those that be good. Hey, Christian, how's our life looking? If I want good in my life, then I be good. My actions have to line up. Every work shall be judged and rewarded. Hey, that kind act has a reward attached to it. The Bible says even the glass of water that you give to somebody has a reward attached to it. Praise the Lord for that. Your faithfulness. You say, Pastor, I'm there. I'm faithful every week. That has a reward attached to it. I appreciate it. Miss Catherine, 94 years old, faithful. That has a reward to it. Praise the Lord for it. Faithfulness has a reward attached to it. Your service in church has an reward attached to it. The saint of God, the righteous man, has a payday that's coming. So there's a payday for our sinful actions, and there's a payday for our saintly actions. It pays to live right, and it costs to live in sin. Did you catch that? It pays to live right, and it costs to live in sin. You cannot get away from that. So every time I choose, every little choice that I make, where it's right, and I'm following God in it, it has a pay attached to it. And every time that I choose to do wrong and to sin, there's a cost attached to that. Every single day of our life, we're creating our payday. There's a payday for everyone in here this morning, both for the saint, for the sinner, every action that we do. Every person's work will be repaid. Second truth I want you to see this morning, if you would, in our text, is that this payday is inevitable. Not only is it for every person, but it is inevitable. You're not going to avoid this payday. I hate to break it to us, but it cannot be avoided. The world calls it karma. Well, you just have bad karma. And so the Bible calls it God's payday. Call it what you want, but God says our actions are repaid. You reap what you sow. And that reaping is inevitable. I plant the seeds, I'm not going to be able to go out and yank them before they grow down the way. They're going to grow. It's inevitable. It will come. God does not say evil may pursue the sinner. God does not say righteousness may be repaid. But he says evil does pursue the sinner, and the good shall be repaid to the righteous. It will happen. There's no exceptions. We all like to think we're the exception to the rule. Young people always think they're the exception to the rule. Well, I understand you said not to, but... there's always a but with it, right? We like to think we're the exception to the rule with this payday. Well, I can live this way, and it's not going to cost me down the way. Well, if God said it's going to cost you, I don't care what exception you think you're looking at, it's going to cost you down the way. There's no exceptions to God's rules. Zero. It's going to cost. There's a payday coming. Well, this won't hurt me that bad. I know it hurt everybody else, but it's not going to hurt me that bad. No, it's going to pay. I remember when I started... driving. I got my driver's license. Man, I was excited. April. I think it was 2005, 2004, I got my driver's license. I bought me a Chevy S10, duct tape over the hole on the right side. I turn on my windshield wiper, or turn on my blinker, my windshield wipers would start going off. It had a CB in it. I mean, it was set to go. I was excited about that truck. I started driving my own on my way to school. I had some work that I had lined up, would drive to work. My dad told me a few times, he says, "Son, I've seen you driving. If you don't slow down, you're going to get yourself a ticket." "Oh, Dad, yeah, I know. "Son, if you don't slow down, you're going to get a ticket." "Oh, Dad, I'm sure." I was on my way to church visitation on a Saturday morning. Got in the car, it was about 8:30. I get in the car, had my waffles in my right seat. On my way to church visitation, I'm doing the Lord's work, right? God's protection is upon me. No ticket can be availed me. I got in my truck. I turned my blinker on. My windshield wiper started going off. Turned, got onto the highway, Route 20. I'm driving down Highway 20. You know, as any young person thinks, they're invincible. They could speed. It's not going to affect them, right? I'm flying down probably about a good 15 or 20 miles above the speed limit. Life is good. Until I hear the sirens. Dad was right. You know what? You cannot escape the fact of a rule being set. I speed, I'm going to get a ticket. You might not catch me this time, you might not catch me that time, but I guarantee eventually I'm going to get caught. You say, my actions, I can continue to do as I want and live how I want and live contrary to what the Bible says and contrary to what God set up. You could only do that so long and you think you get away with it. But let me say this morning, that payday is inevitable. That ticket is coming. And you could keep on speeding through life and not being aware of the road limit signs and everything else in life that God's put in there. But it's only going to be so long before that catches up with you. Amen? It's only going to be so long where God says, that's enough. Payday is inevitable. It's inevitable for the sinner. Hey, none of us are the exception to the rule. My sinful choices that I make are going to have a consequence with them. If I choose to go down that path, I'm going to end up in that destination. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I can't escape it. I can't hide from it. I can't go out in a closet and pretend it all disappears. You're not going to dodge it. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Evil is going to pursue the sinner. If I choose to sin, evil is going to pursue my life. Now, payday might not be immediately. And that's where we get ourselves in trouble. Because as a young person, I start to mess around with sin, and it doesn't smack me in the face the first minute I do it. So I think I'm all right. Payday might not be soon, but I guarantee you payday is sure. You could depend on it coming. It's something that's inevitable in our life. Old wicked Jezebel figured out this. Y'all heard the story about old wicked Jezebel in the Bible. She had that king as her husband, Ahab. And what a wimp. He went home because he couldn't have Naboth's vineyard, and he cried about it. He whined. God help the man that whines because he doesn't get his way. But he whined about it. He didn't get his way, and his wife, Jezebel, decided she's going to fix it for him. I'll just take care of business. Writes a letter, has Naboth killed for his vineyard. Hey, Ahab, I got you the vineyard that you wanted. For years, she thought she got away with it. I killed the guy, got the vineyard for my husband, all's fine and good. Until one day, God decides it's payday. Hey, payday was coming the whole time. Payday came, and there's some men up in Jezebel's room. And the man of God said, hey, cast her out from there. And old Jezebel, up in that window, the second story window, gets cast out of there and thrown down, splattered, and the dogs licked her blood. Jezebel thought, hey, I'm fine. I can do what I want. I can live how I want. But let me say, a payday is inevitable. It was for Jezebel. It's there for every single one of us. Every choice has a consequence to it. It has a payday down the road. Sin's payment is sure. Evil will follow the sinner. I better count on it. The truth is, you cannot sow sin and reap God's blessing. A lot of Christians think this is possible. I can sow sin in my life, and I can live how I want and still have God's blessing on my life. You live contrary to this book right here. You live contrary to this word right here. Then you're not going to have God's blessing. I don't know why we're so naive to think, or ignorant or hard-headed to think, man, I can just do what I want and live how I want and God will still continue to bless my life. There's Christians this morning messing up their lives because they live how they want to live and they still think magically God's going to spread some sprinkle dust on them and start blessing their life. It doesn't work like that. God's blessing comes from living right. A good payday comes from right actions. Amen? Payday is inevitable. Man is so proud to think he cannot, or he can continue to live contrary to God's word, still be blessed of God. It's not possible. Payday is inevitable for the saint, though, as well. Here's another truth I love, is that God is debtor to no man. God is debtor to no man. You say, hey, I'm living right, I'm doing right. Where is the blessing right now? Hey, you count on it. God's payday is coming for the righteous as well. It's inevitable. The believer that follows God, that lives for God, that serves God with his life, you just count down the days because it's coming. The Bible says, Isaiah 3 verse 10, say to the righteous that it shall be well with him. Hey, when we choose to do right in our life, it's going to be well. You say, well, I have bumps in the road. Yes, it rains on the just and the unjust. I understand that. Not everything is going to be fine and dandy. It's not a bed of roses. But God promises there a blessed life as a result of living right. When we choose to live for him, when we choose to do that which is difficult but right, and sometimes that's what it takes. It's difficult to do right sometimes, but God says, hey, you choose right, and there's a payday for that. There's a payday. The Bible says our labor is not in vain in the Lord. I don't know what it is that you're doing, how you're serving, how you're living for God this morning, but if you're living for God and serving him, none of it is in vain. You're not wasting your life. You're not wasting your time and your efforts. He says your labor is not in vain. Hey, your honesty is not in vain. Your faithfulness, it's not in vain. Your holiness that you're living is not in vain. Your service to God is not in vain. Your giving is not in vain. You could go down the list. It's not in vain this morning. There's a payday coming up. God always blesses obedience. Remember that. God always blesses obedience in our life. Both the sinner and the saint's choices and actions will catch up with him. Payday is inevitable. I want you to see number three. Payday is twofold. Payday is twofold. There's a payday both for the sinful and the saintly actions we do. Every thought, every word, every deed is going to be judged. Payday is sure. It's coming. It's inevitable. But can I say payday is twofold? What do you mean, Pastor? Both here on this earth there's a payday, but also in eternity there's a payday. There's a payday coming for the good and the bad on this earth and in heaven or hell. Not only will I be repaid my deeds in this lifetime, but also the lifetime of eternity. And we all face a payday down here on this earth called consequences. On this earth, there's a payday for the good and the bad that I do, a compensation, if you want to call it, for our actions. Sometimes we say, well, that's just coincidence. There's no coincidences with God. God repays. And on this earth, he repays. When we choose sin, those consequences may be a number of things. It might be a guilty conscience in our life. Some live the rest of their life with a guilty conscience because of the deeds that they have done in their past. You know what that is? It's part of payment for our actions, our deeds. There's a payday. Now, some people, it's a shame name. Their testimony's ruined with their friends or family, their peers. Because of actions, because of deeds, because of words that they said. It's hard to regain trust with people. Why? Because of the actions that they have made. For some, it's a painful body in the form of disease or sickness. It's a repaying. You know, my grandmother died of lung cancer. Say, it's just coincidence. Well, she smoked for all of her life. I'm sorry, but when you treat your body like that, there's a consequence with it. You follow me? That's what I'm trying to say. It might be in the form of our conscience. It might be in the form of a sickness, an illness. I'm not saying every sickness and illness is due to sin this morning. Understand me. But that's one of the ways that sometimes we'll repay it in life. You know, this matter of this AIDS epidemic and HIV everywhere. Can I say where that comes from? That's from people not living for God. If people would live pure and right, you wouldn't have to mess with that junk. But what is it? Sin is catching up with people. When we choose to live in sin, we're going to pay for it. It might be through our body, through pain, and through disease. It might be through personal freedom. Let me say this morning, there's some that sit in a jail cell because of their actions that they have done. There's a payday. When I break laws, God's laws, payday's coming. And the list could go down the line. Not every bad thing is a result of sin, but sin does bring terrible consequences in this lifetime. The Bible tells us the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the sinful man, the way, young people, if you choose to take that path down sin, that way is a hard way. It's a difficult way. There's people this morning that will testify, hey, don't go that way because that's a rough way of life. That's a rough way of living. I'll see 30-year-olds, and man, they just look rough. They look like they're 60 years old because of the life that they lived. Sin is hard. Sin is hard. So please God as a result. Hey, sin is hard, so don't make those choices. Choose to please God. When we choose righteousness, there's also rewards in this life. Many different rewards. It might be financial blessings. It might be spiritual blessings where God blesses and makes you fruitful spiritually. It might be blessings of good health. It might be blessings of a good heritage, a good family. And a lot of times I believe we miss out on seeing God's blessings because we're so focused on the negative in life. Well, I don't have finances. God, I'm living for you, but my finances don't add up. Well, is your family in church? Are your kids saved? Well, forget the finances. I think God's blessing your life pretty good. Amen. Well, God, my health is struggling. Well, has God given you some peace in your life, a clear conscience? You know, sometimes we look so focused on the negative, we don't see all the blessings that God is giving us in our life as a result of living for Him. God repays in this life for living for Him, for righteousness. There are countless blessings that God gives us on this earth for the good that we do. There's a payday on this earth. Even more important, though, is an eternal payday. I talked to a man yesterday. Bless his heart, I feel bad for him. I asked him about this matter of heaven and hell in his life, if he knew for sure he was going to heaven. He says, you know what, I'm not going to even care about that. As long as I live a good life on this earth, that's all I care about. Can I put us in perspective this morning? Your life on this earth is 70 years at best. Maybe you get a few more. Maybe you live to 100. But 100 years is so slim in comparison forever and forever and forever and forever and forever, and it never ends. He's so short-sighted. He doesn't think about the forever. All it is my 70 years down here on this earth. Can I say there's a payday coming for eternity where forever you're going to pay for some things that we decide now. One day, every single person that ever lived is going to stand before God and be judged for their works. The Bible tells us that. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, it says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. It goes on to say, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Hey, at the end of life, we're all going to stand before God and we will be judged according to our works. The sinner will be judged according to his works. Hey, if all I had to worry about was this lifetime, about my works, it wouldn't be as much of a worry, I understand. But I have a whole future and eternity that I have to worry about. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us, the wages of sin is death. The payment, the payday for our sin is death. The Bible says, in death and hell, we're cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. He says, the payment, the payday for my sin, for the sinner, in eternity, is this place called hell. Let me ask again, who's the sinner? Well, that's all of us that have committed sin. There's a payday coming for the sinner. The Bible says in eternity, that's hell. On earth, there's consequences, but eternity, it's hell. You and I have already sinned. I can't go back and change that. Hey, even if you decided from this point on to live perfect for the rest of your life, you can't change the past sins that you've already committed. It's there. It's there. I'm a sinner. I now am a sinner, and there's a payment standing in front of me, a payday. Turn over, and if you would, with me to Hebrews. In the back of our Bible there, the Old Testament, Hebrews, getting towards the end, chapter number 2. I want you to see a verse this morning that talks about this eternal payday. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 2. Now, I'll give you a second to turn there, but the Bible says that there's a payday coming. He warns us of that. And he says, hey, we better pay attention to this escape that God's given us in this payday. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 2, are you there? Well, look at it, if you would, please, this morning. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression, that means every sin, and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. The Bible says, hey, if the Bible's right, and sinners do receive a payday for their reward, a just payday, And just in case you're wondering this morning, the Bible is right. Amen. Then he goes on to say, verse 3, how shall we escape? Escape what? Escape this payday of hell. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? This word escape, it implies an emergency. He says, hey, you got an emergency on your hands this morning. If the Bible's correct, the sinner is going to pay for his sin with an eternity in hell. That's an emergency. He says, we got an emergency on our hands this morning, and it's called hell. But God has given, he says here, an escape for every sinner. An escape from that eternal payday called hell. What is this escape? This is that great salvation, Jesus Christ. Hey, amen, God didn't leave us in that situation. God didn't leave us helpless and hopeless as sinners. God says, I got an escape for you from that payday. Payday is inevitable, but he says, hold on. I got you a ticket to get out of it. Amen. That ticket is my son, Jesus Christ, who he sent to die on the cross for our sin. He rose again to prove he was God, and he lives today. And he says, I've already paid for the work, and if you'll accept me as your payment of sin and what I've done on the cross as your payment, he says, hey, I'll get you by on that payday. I paid for it already. You let me pick up the tab. That's what Christ offers, is for us to accept his work on the cross as our sin payment. But the Bible tells us here, in order to escape this emergency situation of hell, you must not reject or neglect Christ's salvation. Look at it. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Look at the word neglect there. That word neglect means to put off. It means to carelessly treat, to disregard. You see, the Bible doesn't say there, how should we escape if we reject so great a salvation? He says neglect. But to neglect is to reject. When we disregard the salvation that God has given us, when we put it off and say, I'm not going to worry about that today, I'm not going to receive Christ today, and if we die at the end of our life without receiving Christ, we've neglected that great salvation, and in doing so, we've rejected. And he says, hey, there is no escape to that. We must accept Christ's great salvation. We must accept it before it's too late. Don't be careless about this matter of that payday. That eternal payday that's coming, don't neglect it. Don't be careless. Don't disregard it, because it's inevitable. Take care of that in your life. Don't push it off. The Bible says, behold, today is a day of salvation. You haven't trusted Christ as your Savior. Today's the day. Why? Because Christ already died for you. He already loves you. And he's already out with his hand saying, hey, you come on. Let me save you. Today's the day. How should we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? There's an eternal payday coming. There's also eternal payday coming for the saint. Hey, those that are born again. The bema seat of Christ. One day the Christian's going to stand before God, and I'm going to be able to receive rewards. Praise the Lord for that. Eternal crowns. Crowns up in heaven. That the Bible says rust not. They don't corrupt. They don't fade away. They're eternal. Hey, it's a lot better than the rewards I receive on this earth. It's not like a paycheck that's gone by next week. They're eternal. We got a reward day coming. Think about that. All the righteousness that you've done for an eternity, God says, okay, I got a payday. If you're not born again, all those good deeds that you've done are wasted. There's no payday for those. But for the born again, the saved, the reward in heaven will be for obeying, for serving, being faithful, living right. There's a payday coming, both earthly and eternally. Let me say lastly, last truth let me give you. We'll go to the house. The payday is self-determined. The payday is self-determined. Now, the truth of the matter is, your payday this past week was determined by you. Say, no, my boss determined my payday. No, you determined your payday. You decided how hard you were going to work. You decided if you're going to show up to work. You decided if you were going to work at all. You accepted the job to begin with. You accepted the agreements of pay to begin with. And you're still at the job. In all reality, you determined what payday you're going to have when it came Friday. We grumble and cry. Hey, if you don't like the payday, then quit your job and go find another payday that you like. Hey, when it comes to this spiritual payday that we have, that God's going to give us one day, let me share with you, you and I determine the payday that we're going to have. Well, God will sort it out when we get to heaven. Yes, he'll sort it out. But you're establishing now the payday that you're going to have. Hey, you want a good payday in heaven one day, you're going to decide that now. You want a good payday in life, you got to decide that now. What you reap is going to be based on what you're sowing. That spiritual payday that you have coming is determined by nobody else other than you. Hey, you're going to determine if your payday is tremendous or if it's a terrible payday. If we choose a sinful course, the result will be evil following us. Isaiah 3 verse 11, woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. Hey, if I choose sin, I'm choosing to have a horrible payday. The choice is nobody but ours. Quit blaming your payday on everybody else. It's about time we take personal responsibility and say, that's the result of my actions. And if I don't like them, then I change them. If I say, I don't want that bad payday, then I'm going to change my actions. It's decided on me. Sinful choices always equal devastating paydays. Every day I wake up, when I make those choices, it's going to equal a payday. What am I picking? Every person has a choice to decide to do right. We all have that choice. Nobody decides for us but us. Verse 10, it says, say ye to the righteous, Isaiah 3:10, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him. The righteous chooses his payday because he decides, I'm going to live right. He decides, I'm going to be faithful to God's house. I'm not going to miss. He decides, I'm going to be in my Bible. He decides, I'm going to serve God. He decides, I'm going to go out of my way to love people and do well to them as Christ did and taught us to do. He decides, I'm going to be a witness. And because he decides to do right, his payday is decided by him. You follow me this morning? What are you deciding your payday is going to be? Eternity's payday is decided by you. You know, Christ has already done all that he can. I've heard people tell me before, if God's really God, why doesn't he love people enough to bring them all to heaven? You realize God has done all that he's going to do and all that he can do because he gave us a free choice. He sent his son Christ to die on that cross already, and he put him out there for us and said, hey, here's the gift. All you have to do is to receive it. It's my choice now. Am I going to accept him? Am I going to receive him? Or am I going to neglect him? Hey, the payday, we make that today. We have a choice. We have a choice eternally to accept Christ's grace or to neglect Christ's grace. It's not a matter of how good you are in your eyes, because we're all always going to be sinners in God's eyes unless we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, well, I'm a pretty good person. In God's eyes, still a sinner. I got to come to Christ. What kind of payday are you creating for yourself? Let me ask you this morning, what kind of payday do you have coming? It's reality. There's a reality. You have fruit coming on this earth and in eternity. What does it look like? What does it look like? Do you have good or evil payday coming to you? The seeds that you're sowing today is going to determine tomorrow. What kind of payday do you have coming? Some need to determine to start investing for a good payday. Can I say this morning, you say, Pastor, I got a lot of bad days coming up when it comes to paydays. If I look at my history in my life, I got a lot of bad things I got to pay for. You confess, you get right, there's still consequences. But why don't you start sowing good seeds? Is it too late to start sowing good seeds? Absolutely not. God says, as long as you're breathing, you have time to keep sowing. Decide, I'm changing that. I'm changing. There's a payday coming. What is your eternal payday going to be? Is it going to be heaven or hell? It's only heaven for those that accept Christ. What kind of payday are we making for ourselves? Heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, if you would. Every head bowed, every eye closed. There's a payday coming. It's for everyone. It's inevitable. It's both eternal and earthly. What kind of payday are you making for you this morning? Let me ask you, say, Pastor, this morning,